Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Sarah Malka Basar Rabbi Yitzchak. We are also recognizing the fact that learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored in memory of Leah Basar Rabbi Yechiel Alter, and of course, both neshamas should have an aliyah. We are in Masechta Shabbos in the first parak, and we are in Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. The Mishnah takes a step away from Hilchos Shabbos to talk about activities that are asur midrabanan on any afternoon of the week because a person may forget to daven mincha. Now we're taking the step away over here because it's going to be similar to the mission we're going to talk about next, about the guy who's going out on Friday and who also may forget. Lo yeshev adam lifnei asapar samach lamincha. A person shouldn't sit in front of the barber to get his hair cut close to mincha time, because in that situation, samach lamincha means 1/2 hour within mincha. So in other words, starting at chatzos, at midpoint of the day, a person cannot sit down in front of the barber to go get a haircut, Achi is panel until he goes ahead and dabbins, because he may come to forget in that situation. A person shouldn't go into the bathhouse after chatzos until he dabbins mincha, even if he's only going to sit in the steam bath, because there's going to be a concern that he may start fainting and not recover until the time of mincha passes away. He shouldn't go into the tannery, even if he's only going in to inspect, because he may start fixing something that he inspected and it may take all afternoon. V'lo le'achol, he shouldn't sit down for a small meal, because even a small meal might wind up becoming a big meal. You know how it goes. V'lo le'din, and a person shouldn't sit into a din Torah, even if it's just to go in for a verdict, because it all of a sudden can lead to all sorts of backs and forths, and people will forget. V'mischilu ein mafsikin, but if they started, they don't need to stop as long as there's enough time to be able to go ahead and proceed afterwards. Mafsikin lekros kriyat shema bein mafsikin letfila. By the way, we stop to say kriyat shema. Why do we have to stop? Because when it comes to kriyat shema is a din d'oraisa, and so therefore, you have to stop your activity to say Shema, even if there's time left to do both, says the Ran. But not for Shmona Esrei, because you don't have to go ahead. The din of Shmona Esrei is only a din de Rabbanan, and so therefore a person may come ahead and take the risk, simply because he leaves enough time to be able to get past that risk. Lo yetze achayet b'machto samach l'chashecha. A person shouldn't sit down in front of he shouldn't sit down in front of the and go out with his needle close to nighttime on Friday, because he may forget that he's carrying and he'll wind up going out in the street once Shabbos started. And the scribe should also go out with his pen close to Shabbos, because he may forget. He shouldn't get rid of lice from his clothing or read by the lamp of the light, because he may accidentally get involved and wind up raising or lowering the light. And BMS Amru Achazin Roa Hechanatinokos Korim. They said that a teacher can go ahead and look at the light of the lamp to see where the children are, but not himself. With the children, you're just taking a glance. Since you only need a brief glance, we don't have to worry that he's going to forget it Shabbos and tilt the lamp. But Avahulo Yikra, but if he starts reading himself, he's going to come into a problem. And also, similarly, Kayotze Bo, Lo Yocha Azavim Azavim, Neher Galavera, Azav shouldn't eat with Azava, even though it's very unlikely that they're going to do anything together. But since there is a Taiva for Arayos, and people may forget, it may come to lead to an increase of Tuma, etc. And so therefore, we have a responsibility to be careful over there. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos.